The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everyone. The weather's getting better. I'm pretty excited about this. I know the ice fishermen are going to be, you know, complaining that the ice is going, but don't forget the big ice fishing Chain of Lakes Derby is going on this weekend up on the chain with the NICC, Northern Illinois Conservation Club. So check that out. But let's talk about what we've got going on today's show. Our good friend Mike Verset from the Muskie Expo that was here about a month ago has got same Muskie Expo, but a number of different vendors and things like that going on in Milwaukee area. It's just a short ride north, just outside of Milwaukee today and tomorrow. So let's definitely check it out if you're a muskie angler and want to check it out. And, you know, if it's Valentine's Day and your, you know, special person likes to muskie fish, pick her up, go up there and some new lures, maybe a new rod and reel. They've got it all for you. And then we're going to have on two anglers from the MTT, that's the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail. And what makes this a real special interview, these are the only female team fishing. That's right, they are the only female team fishing, the PMTT, this year. And we're going to hear from Amanda Wilson and Diana Warline about the tournament trail and their love of muskie fishing. Oh, I would love to be on a boat with those two. I bet you it's great. And I could learn a lot. And they'd outfish me. Then our friend Jason Johns from Boneyard Outfitters is going to get all geared up for the start of crappie fishing on Wren Lake and other lakes in southern Illinois starting here shortly in March. He loves that early March season crappie fishing and catches some nice big ones too. And then in our last segment of the program, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor information all for you. So it's a packed show with lots of information. Don't go away. But first, let's hear from Mike. But before we go into our next segment, we've got somebody on the line here that we have to talk to. We have Mike Verset from the Muskie Expo. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chauncey.
Now, I know we just confused people because anybody that went to the Muskie Expo in Illinois said, wait a minute, Chauncey, you were there a couple of weeks ago. No. This is the same Muskie Expo with a few different vendors and stuff like this and lots of big fishing lures, but you're doing it up in West Bend, Wisconsin.
So we're about an hour and a half north of O'Hara Field.
Okay. Hour and a half north of O'Hara?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And pretty much, it's all, you know, you're highway driving it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's straight up interstate. The only turn you got to make is at the highway, or Interstate 41.
Yeah, well, that's
interchange. So it's boom, straight up. In fact, you can make it from Chicagoland International faster you can from where I live, which is Madison, Wisconsin.
Right, and as a matter of fact, which is amazing. So you're really an hour and a half from, you know, the metropolitan area of Chicago. You're an hour and a half from Madison, Wisconsin. And, you know, it's a great little operation and a great little show to go to because, I mean, if you were thinking about muskie fishing, as we mentioned when you're here in Chicago, the Milwaukee Muskie Expo has got all kinds of neat stuff for people to learn and enjoy, right?
Yeah, it's essentially the same show, Chauncey. The difference this time is it's February.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather's a little better. It looks like the COVID conditions have gotten extremely better. It sounds like that the wave is kind of past that. So from a standpoint of health, a standpoint of driving safety, Saturday looks like a really nice day. Supposed to be sunny all Saturday, Sunday. You know, come on up, enjoy it. We've got a great lineup of speakers. Obviously, it's the same website, muskieexpo.com. And we've got the Milwaukee page right up front. You can click and take a look at the whole highlights, the whole setup, the vendors, the speakers, just everything that's going on that whole weekend. Mm-hmm. Great venue, free parking, not overpriced beers. I don't know what else to tell you.
Exactly. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, one of our favorite little places, Young's Wilderness Camp, is going to be there, correct?
Yes. Yes. Perry and Carol are going to be down there. Actually, Perry is going to be speaking, I believe, on Saturday. I don't have that list right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be talking about getting in and out of Canada. If you want to get into Canada, he's obviously been doing it because he's been coming down. He's actually done our show in Chicago. He's going to be doing our show, obviously, this weekend. He is actually speaking Saturday at 1 p.m.
Is he? Okay. And the neat thing about, because, you know, I like to, most fishermen that are bass or walleye, when they get that little twinge and they think about musky fishing, you can do it just like any other fishing. You can do it at an economical level, or you could be crazy. And and it's a fun crazy, okay?
Well, it's like any sport, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
There's always good, better, and best. And obviously, you're going to see good, and you're going to see better, and you're going to see the best at this show.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a nice drive up, but, you know, what I love about it here is, you know, you can look at some of these fishing rods. And once again, they're everywhere on the map. You can look at lures. You can look at, you know, different the manufacturers there. And you can, you know, look at the St. Croix rods that are going to be up there. You can look at the, you know, other, you know, the once again, the Young's Wilderness Camp is just a fantastic, it's a camp that's on an island, so you're secluded from everybody, and you don't have to travel on Lake of the Woods to find great fish, and basically you could get in a rowboat and row out in front of their dock and catch some big fish.
Yeah, that's a great lake. It's a great body of water.
Yeah.
We've got some, you know, we've got Chippewa Woods people there, too, also.
Do you? Very good.
We've got Prescott people there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some choices there. Again, you talked about St. Croix, but, you know, hey, Abu Garcia rods will be there.
Really?
Chaos Tackle rods will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shimano stuff will be there. Shimano Rep will be there. Mm. I could go on and on and on. MuskieExpo.com if you want to learn more.
And like I said, first of all, when does the show start?
2 p.m. on Friday. We go till 8 p.m. Our food vendor told me they're going to try to pull off the fish fry. I guess there's some supply issues going on in Fish World, but she said that she was pretty confident we were going to be able to do a fish fry Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 9 until 5. And then Sunday, we wrap it up, 9 until 2. So if you're still interested in the Super Bowl, you could still come on Sunday, be done in 2, and you'd be well home in your recliner watching the Super Bowl. No problem.
Yeah, because the Super Bowl's not on until 9 o'clock, so don't worry about it. And besides, you know, when you're on your way home, you could stop in Milwaukee, pick up a little bit of sausage at the Usinger store. Ooh! You know, hit the Mars. You got to hit the Mars Cheese Factory. Oh, my God. I'm salivating.
Well, bring your kids. If they're under 16, they're in for free. If you want to bring your grandchild or children, that's fine, too. They're under 16, free. Little guys, like, we're trying to aim for, like, the 12, 11 unders. We've got a whole bunch of T-shirt giveaways. Obviously, while supplies last.
But, exactly.
You know, it's kind of cool stuff for the little guys.
Okay, and how much the admission again was?
It's $15 for a daily. You can still do a full 3-day pass for $25.
So that sounds real good. And once again, Friday the 11th, it's from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this is a good time. I've been there before. You need to come out. It's, you can't believe how much fun you can have there. And when you walk by Young's Wilderness camp there, you have to say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show, because if I get enough people, I get a free ice cream cone.
There you go. Perfect.
So, I know. Those guys have got me over the barrel on that one.
That's good, Chauncey. $5 of that, it'll get you a beer, too.
That's true, too, and I'll probably enjoy that as much. See. Give me the Expo. Muskeexpo.com. Muskeexpo.com. I'll let it that up.
Yep. Well, we still call it the Milwaukee Show, even though we're, you know, about 20, 25 minutes north of Milwaukee. But it's the actual oldest Muskie Expo. It started 30 some years ago. So it's the oldest show. It's the grandfather of them all. That's why we've got Muskie Expo is our domain name, because we're first.
Mm-hmm. So, sounds good.
There we go.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on the show, buddy.
Thanks, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, don't forget, muskeexpo.com. Get up there this weekend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's Outdoors@AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard, and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, pheasant hunters, the Region Ringnecks chapter of Pheasant Forever is having their first annual banquet, so let's come out and support a new chapter of Pheasants Forever. Saturday, February 19th, Old Town Banquet Center at 711 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso, Indiana. Doors open at 4:30 with dinner and a great auction to follow. Call Levi Oman, the chapter president, at 219-286-4007 for tickets and more information. Let's see you out there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I'm fired up. Yes, sirree, Bob. I am talking to two people. Ready for this? Two people. It's a team group here that I'm talking about. That's a team. EAM group, not a TEEN group, but a team group that fishes the PMTT, the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail. And the coolest thing about this, ladies, I hope you're listening to the show. These are two lovely ladies that are fishing the tournament together. Yay! Okay, we on the phone with us right now, we have Amanda Wilson and Di. Is it Warline?
Yes.
Okay, Di Warline. First of all, Amanda, tell me about you and Di as this fishing team. I'm fired up about this.
Yes, me too. We haven't known each other for very long. In December of 2020, I got an email kind of out of the blue with Di introducing herself and sharing that she had fished the PMTT for many years and she was looking for a new partner. She had found some of my previous muskie fishing adventures online, and what would I think about getting together and fishing in the PMTT as the only two-woman team? And I was like, heck yeah! I've fished a local tournament on my home waters here, the Chippewa Flowage, mm-hmm. in Hayward, Wisconsin, with another woman, and we have the only two-woman team in that tournament. So when Di reached out, I was really excited.
Well, I can only imagine how fired up you are when somebody out of the blue says, hey, I want to, fish a tournament with you, and you're like, what? First of all, I'm going to ask Diane about where did you get your love for this musky fishing? This is amazing to me.
Well, when we were little, growing up, we went up to a small place in northern Wisconsin called Island View Lodge. It was in Mercer, and it was our family vacation. And so the big fish back then was the musky, and whenever people would catch them, they'd bring them to shore, and everybody would come running down from the cabins. They'd ring a big bell, and everybody wanted to come see it. And I think I was only like 8 or 9 when I first seen them and fell in love with them. And just it became a passion. I'm like, I got to fish for those. And my mom let me buy my first, I think, musky lure. It was just a lure when I was like 14. And then after that, I was kind of hooked.
That's amazing. Now, everybody show you, Di Warline here. She actually grew up in Aurora, and now she lives in Michigan, but did their summer vacations with the family in northern Wisconsin, picked up this massive love for the outdoors, not just musky fishing, but probably much, much deeper and broader than that. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, definitely. The beauty is amazing. I love being out in nature, being surrounded by the trees, and you just kind of get absorbed into the nature and the water, and you never know what you're going to catch. So I absolutely love it.
Now, your fishing partner here, Amanda Wilson. Amanda, you've been, I hope I put this in a proper perspective. First of all, you own a boat, right?
I do. We both do.
You both do. You have a truck, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you own a lodge on the Chippewa Flowage. Now, you are the perfect woman.
Well, thanks. From your lips, Chauncey.
I've been wanting to say that for the last 2 days. I'm like, they're both perfect women. They've got boats, trucks, and Amanda's got a lodge. You guys are just, it's unbelievable. But now, where did your passion, was it just growing up north that you got this passion for the muskie?
Yeah, so kind of similar to Di's story. So my family, we when I was younger, we lived in Rochester, Minnesota, and we would take a vacation every summer to a little fishing resort in Alexandria, Minnesota. And so same week, every summer, made our, you know, fishing resort friends that week at the lake, and my dad would take my sister and I out fishing, and that from basically from the age I could hold a fishing pole, I was fishing every summer. And so I have a lot of gratitude for my dad for taking me out and for my mom for recommending that he take my sister and I out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But yeah, and then it grew into this opportunity to have a resort and welcome families to that same kind of experience that we had every summer.
Mm-hmm.
We used to live at Deerfoot Lodge. We've been here 10 years now.
Now, that's really cool, Amanda. Now, Di, what was it like becoming this team, this, you know, this all-female team in this sea of boats of all these men? And did you get a little bit of ribbing or anything from these guys, or they just kind of accepted you along when you showed them you could fish?
Great question. Well, my first year out was like 2004, and yes, there was a lot of ribbing and a lot of looks looking at you like, what are you doing here? But again, there was quite a few wonderful teams and wonderful guys out there that kind of helped you and tucked you under their arm and said, hey, you don't want to do it this way. And they would help you out. And over the years since 2004, it's like one big happy family. It's like there's still all that competition. I'm extremely competitive. I want to win every time, and but they are very respectful, and it's more accepted now. It's wonderful, and I can't wait for the camaraderie every year, and it's good. I like going out and trying to win.
Yeah, and there's nothing better than beating one of them, okay?
True.
Okay, back to Amanda. Before a tournament, what do you two guys do to sit down and, you know, figure out your plan of attack on that body of water? I mean, do you just spend a lot of time over the phone talking on maps and looking at things, or what? How do you build up to a tournament?
Yep, there's certainly a lot of calls and reviewing maps. Luckily, with Diana's great experience and, you know, all the years that she's been fishing it, she's been on a lot of these waters before. I haven't been on as many waters. I spend a ton of time up here in northern Wisconsin, but she's far more experienced when it comes to being out on different lakes. And so she's also one of the most organized people I know. And she's got the lake map broken down. And I'm always like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, we actually have a very similar approach, I think, to spots we like and just what things look like or different baits. So, yeah, it's a ton of fun. And we spend way too much money on gear. Which is also fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, yes, yes. You know, there's musky gear. Any fishing gear is not cheap, especially quality fishing gear. And you know, yeah. But it's going to last you, and it's going to work well. You can buy a musky lure for as little as $12 and as much as probably $400 or more. You know,
yeah.
I'd have a heart attack if I bought a $400 lure. But,
The big matlocks and, you know, some of those big trolling baits have gotten pretty popular up here on the Chippewa flowage. And even with how well I know the lake, there's so much underwater structure. I give the guys that'll fish one of those a lot of credit, because once they snag it, if you can't get it back, that's a couple $100.
I'd be going swimming. I would be going swimming real fast. But, you know, that's interesting that you guys, you plan, you work, you look at it, you try to figure out what you're going to do. Died, is that, you know, kind of a good feel for what you're, how you plan out what you want to do and attack?
Yes. I get so excited. I go back and look at all my previous notes and compared to the weather, water temps, and you know, I take notes at a lot of the tournaments and try to know what worked before. And then you kind of have to adjust with the punches, you know, with the weather, you know, cold fronts and stuff like that that shut them down a little bit. And but yes, we do a lot of preparing, and then you go out and you can do a lot of searching online now, so you can look at your old notes and compare to any new stuff. So. Yes, it's great, and it's kind of fun. I find it kind of exciting. I'll start getting my maps out a couple months before, and now you've got YouTube and all kinds of other ways to search and look at stuff as well. So mm-hmm. there's a lot out there.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about the YouTube and all the other stuff on the internet to do that. You know, but Amanda, I mean, have you ever, you know, you guys are fishing a tournament. You and Dyer are fishing a tournament. And you go, oh, man, this didn't work. That didn't work. We didn't try this. You know, we were watching other guys, and they weren't doing so well, and they couldn't figure it out either. Do you just sit there and look at each other and say, okay, what do we do now?
Yeah. There certainly are those moments, especially as the tournament goes on, the closer you get to the cutoff time at the end. You know, if you haven't caught a registerable fish, it's those hours get a little tense toward the end, but we always make do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the PMTT, they fish lakes over a broad area, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not just one or two lakes. This is a whole circuit where you could be fishing against a bunch of other anglers and, you know, in one area, and then if you go to another lake, half them may not be the same anglers. So it's that other competition of learning from other anglers to become a better fisherman, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things. Since last year was my first time fishing the trail, I learned so much. And the guys that fish it, you know, the equipment that they have and the techniques, and there are so many locals, and there are guides that fish those waters every day that may not fish the rest of the trail, but they're fishing that lake. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite things from last year.
Yeah. Has there ever been a tournament that really stood out in, you know, Amanda, in your mind, that was like, it was special, cool, different?
Yeah, they were all so new to me last year. I guess for me, that the whole trail stood out. Maybe that's a good question for Di. I mean, if you think back over all the years between 2004 and now.
Well, I'm going to ask Di that question.
Oh, okay. All four of them were awesome. And I'm super pumped for this year.
Yeah. Di, what about you? Was there a special one tournament that you were part of, or that you fished, or something special, or whatever that happened that just made it much better for you?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I absolutely love going to northern Wisconsin, so I love Eagle River all the time because of the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely love that because that feels like my home waters every time I go there, because that's kind of what I learned, how I learned to musky fish. But I guess if I've had any good success in the past and stuff, those lakes always kind of stand out. So, you know, when I fished with my one partner for the longest time, we did well on Lake Minnetonka. But it's scary because it's so busy as well. So you have to look out for a lot of weekend traffic. So that was always a blast. But there's a lot of exciting lakes. Of course, it's always exciting every year to get down to Cave Run because it's first time, you know, like usually it's in April. So then to get on the water for the first time, there's always those jitters right off the bat as well.
Mm.
So because it's your first time going out usually for muskie. So there's a lot of tournaments that stand out, you know, that are a blast. Mm. So
either one of you women, and I'll let Amanda answer first. Have you ever been at a tournament and you've had a woman walk up to you who's not fishing the tournament, just start drilling you with questions and about what you're doing, how you're doing, how do I become part of this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
I'm waiting for that moment, and hopefully that'll come at the tournament. I have had that back here in Hayward, you know, once people find out that I'm fishing on the trail, but not yet in the tournament trail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Amanda? I'm sorry, Diane.
I've not had a woman approach me during the tournament itself and ask me the questions. They come up and want to hug you or shake your hand or something and just think it's pretty cool, which is really awesome. Because I've been trying to blaze a path for women since 2004, because that was a big step for me. And to do that, and here I'm doing a lot more with Amanda blazing that path than I have since I've been fishing since 2004. So, you know, in the trail anyway.
Very true. Very true. Well, before I'm going to let you two guys go, I want to go back to Amanda. Amanda, I want you to tell the ladies out there that are listening to this program about your women's muskie school.
Yeah, thank you. It is one of my favorite weekends of the year, and we host it here at Deerfoot Lodge on the Chippewa Flowage. But it's our ladies' muskie fishing school the third weekend of October every year, and we have it's all experience levels are welcome. We've got people who've never picked up a muskie pole before, all the way to licensed guides and tournament anglers, and it's 3 days of classroom education, hands-on practice, time on the water. We've caught muskie every year in the school, and it's a great opportunity to either learn the sport of muskie fishing, hone your skills, or teach others. It's a really fun event. We had 65 women participate last year.
And you're going to have more this year, I hope. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in June. But if somebody wants to get more information about this, where is the best place for them to go?
Yes. So it will be on our website, which is deerfootlodge.com, or on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/deerfootlodgeresort. So we'll have more details there, and then we'll open registration in June, but they could save the date now. It's the weekend of October 21st through the 23rd, 2022.
Cool. And sign up early so you make sure that you've got a spot.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, once again, everybody we've been talking to, the only female team that I know there may be another one, but the only female team of the PMTT, Professional Muskie Tournament Trail, we've got Amanda Wilson and Di Warline. I hope I say that right. I just kind of... Di Warline, who have partnered up and are showing the world that women could catch muskies, and I'll say it, better than men.
We hope.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Chauncey. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And somebody gave us a call here to tell us what's happening in Southern Illinois. Jason John of Boneyard Outfitters, Guide Service, Lodging. You probably do windows too, don't you?
Yes, we do windows as well.
You do windows as well. Everyone, Jason Johns, you've heard him on our show, and you know, you've seen him at around the sports shows, but you know, without a lot of sports shows, you may not have seen Jason in a while. But Jason operates down out of the, as I like to call it, exit 77, where there's a little bit of heaven on Route 57. But Jason, Wren Lake, I mean, people are dying to go open water fishing. And because a lot of people don't ice fish, but they love to go crappie fishing in the open water. What's it looking like? Because I know you got something unusual in Wren Lake this year called ice.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of ice. It's still kind of thick around the boat ramps. I mean, the whole lake was frozen just up to a couple days ago. But now, like, we've got, it's our third day of 50 degrees in a row. And we've had a little bit of wind. It's opening up really well. I actually saw at the Selma Harbor in the middle of the lake where someone had busted out. So it's going to be possible here any second.
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, you know, that's one of the things I tell people a lot of. I go, you know, we may be cold. We may have a foot or two of snow, or we may have ice. Sometimes all you got to do is get in that car and aim south about 4.5 hours, and hey, it's 50 degrees, folks.
It is amazing the difference in the climate just in only 4 hours.
Yeah.
And it is a very big difference for sure.
Oh, God, yes. Now, a couple of things I wanted to ask you was specifically when Wren Lake gets an unusual ice cover like they had this year, and it's coming off really quick. When that ice is off, do those fish kind of go nuts?
Well, they'll bite. Like, if there wasn't ice right now, we could go out and catch them. Just right at ice out, the water temperature probably be in the mid-high 30s,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in that region. And what they'll do, they'll be moving the creek channels, drop-offs, some bridge corners. You know, Gun Creek's always hot early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll move to a little bit rocks them up. But as it gets warmer, 40 and 50 degrees, which will happen very soon too, they'll start moving to transition areas. You look for your big spawning bays, and they're going to be right out in front because they know that the time's coming. Their eggs are maturing. The water temperature is warming up. They're like, hey, we better get ready to go back.
Mm-hmm. Now, this time of the year, and we're going to call it ice out in Southern Illinois there, which is like now. but, I mean, yeah. Do you go with live bait more than artificial, or do you do a mix? Or what do you find those fish kind of, I know every day is different, but tend to look at differently?
Well, early in the year, one of my rules of thumb, if the water temperature is over 55, that's when I carry minnows. So I won't even... I won't even buy a minnow until the water temperature gets above 55. And that's just kind of my rule. I know there's guys that are live bait fishermen only for crappie, and that's fine too. I'm sure it'll mm-hmm. work just fine as well. But they usually hit a jig a lot harder, more aggressive in the colder water.
Okay.
And color can sometimes make a difference. It's usually the profile. Like, say, it's an inch and a half jig or a 2.5-inch jig or a 3.5-inch jig even. But you need to find the profile that they want, especially the bigger fish, because the bigger fish are going to be keen on certain bait fish.
Yeah, when you just said 3-inch, I went, what?
No, they'll eat it.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Yep. That's amazing.
A lot of people just get the misconception of crappie. They're like, well, you got to use something small, or, you know, they're panfish, or, you know, anybody that's cleaned any amount of crappie knows, you know, you've cleaned a crappie before and found a 5-inch shad, and you're like, wow, I can't believe that thing ate that.
Yeah. That's true. I never thought of it that way, that, you know, they would be that aggressive. And, you know, once again, you know, the bigger fish will eat little things, but they're also want to fill that belly. And especially as coming into, you know, the spring of the year, when their bodies are working on maturing those eggs, that draws a lot of energy from that fish. So they got to bulk up a little bit before they get to that ripe, you know, spawning time, right?
That's true. They want to bulk up. Plus, you know, like even the male fish, they're going to be in there guarding the nest, and you know, so they're going to feed up, get thicker. It's also a metabolism thing. So since fish are cold blooded, the colder the water, the slower their metabolism runs.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean they don't eat. It just means that sometimes it's kind of like you can even relate it to humans. You know, the older you get, you're like, man, I could eat that big old steak. I don't have to eat again the rest of the day. Or I can eat a couple crackers, and then I'll have to eat again here in 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. That's good. Good analogy on that one. And but, you know, one of the things with crappie, even in, you know, the cold water, I know they could be anywhere, but do you seem to feel that, do they suspend themselves over things, or do they, you know, go a little lower looking for bugs and things coming out of the mud, or what? I mean, you know,
Wren Lake is always different, okay? So it's a different crappie lake. So if our fish feed a lot off the bottom, within 6 inches of the bottom, if you did nothing but fish 6 inches off the bottom at Wren Lake the rest of your life, you'll do great. Now, they will suspend here, too. Mm-hmm. And you can catch them like that at times. But if you find Wren Lake fish, if you fish directly off the bottom to 6 inches, even maybe a foot off the bottom, forever, you'll do better than trying to suspend fish.
Yeah.
With that said, you go down to a lake like Lake Egypt, and you're fishing a brush pile in 25 feet of water, you don't fish 25 feet very often. You'll fish above them.
Mm.
So it's just, Wren Lake's just a little bit different animal.
Yeah. Now, I read somewhere in the recent past that the crappie population at Wren Lake is, once again, on another upswing year, which is, like, unbelievable. But, I mean, it's like it seems it keeps getting bigger and better. And I'm glad it is. I'd love to know why, but I would just love to, you know, it's just amazing how that's such a crappie factory now.
Well, one of the things I could say is Wren Lake is massive. So it's almost 20,000 acres. And then in the springtime, when you get the higher water every year, Wren Lake is not a flood control lake. So when our water gets high, it stays high. It's not like a lot of these lakes like Shelbyville or Carlisle, where, you know, when they see a big rain coming, they drop the lake 2 or 3 feet to hold more water.
Okay.
So Wren Lake, when it gets high, it just stays high. So when our water gets high, these fish, there's places that you'll never get to that they spawn in. And I don't care, you can't even get to some of these places in waders.
Oh, wow. Good.
So that's to me, that's why we have such great spawns, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even poor Kentucky Lake, which is been terrible that the TVA will drop the water right on the eggs.
Will they?
The fish will spawn, and boy, if they get a big rain, you know, and you can ask them, the TVA, the Corps of Engineers, hey, this lake isn't to protect your fish, it's to protect property and life. So they'll drop they see a big rain coming, they'll drop the bottom on all the eggs and leave them on the bank.
Yeah. Well, many years ago, I was one time fishing in the spring at Wren Lake, and I was with this one gentleman, and we're in his boat, and I'm going, I'm hearing a noise. I mean, where's I-57? And all he did was point straight up. And I never realized that we were literally putting what I thought was a creek, but it was the side of Interstate 57 down from it, like a little drain ditch. And he goes, we're going to my secret spot. I'm like, I guess it is, you know?
there is still several places like that at Wren Lake. You can sneak through the woods and get to a whole nother, we always call them bar pits or barrow pits.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get through the woods and get to a lot of places, and they warm up faster, and they can be better earlier than any other place on the lake.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And once again, everyone, we're talking with Jason Johns, and we talked to a lot of him about crappie fishing, but, you know, his outfitters, and, you know, because he's an outfitter for fishing and hunting. He's got a lodge down there near Wren Lake. I mean, you do turkey hunting in the spring. You do deer hunting in the fall. You do all kinds of things, don't you, Jason?
Got to try to keep busy. Yep, that's right. We do pretty much everything. We even do, I've even taken people mushroom hunting.
Now, you just got my attention on that one.
Oh, yeah. Morel mushrooms, wild asparagus. We even have the ability to do rabbit hunts and quail hunts.
See, and these are all some really neat things that are all happening, you know, 4 hours south. And you also have a great place for people to stay, too, right?
Yeah, it's a nice little mom-and-pop place, and you can bring whatever you want to grill. There's several grills, big kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and comfortable. Pretty much every night it turns into a full fishing seminar in the living room.
And that's probably one of the great things that I love about Boneyard Outfitters and fishing is that it's a mom and pop shop, folks. You're talking to the people that are out in the woods, out in the lake, out in the field, chasing, looking for mushrooms, looking for quail, looking for deer, calling turkeys, catching crappies. And then that night you're sitting, you know, in their place, and you're enjoying their company like you're their long-lost cousin, you know? That's the important thing, and it's a lot of fun. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Jason, what's the best way to do it?
Well, you can look up boneyardoutfitters.com or boneyardfishing.com, and you can email me through there, or you can just call 618-927-3432.
Okay, that's 618.
You'll get me every time.
Okay, that was 618. What was the rest of it?
927-3432.
And he's also on Facebook at Boneyard Outfitters Fishing and Lodge. Check it out. Come down to where I call a little bit of heaven at Exit 77. Jason, thank you so much for coming on. And I want some people to give you a buzz about setting up some early March crappie trips. That sounds perfect for me, okay?
Sounds great to me too, buddy.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, pheasant hunters. The Region Ringnecks chapter of Pheasant Forever is having their first annual banquet, so let's come out and support a new chapter of Pheasants Forever. Saturday, February 19th, Old Town Banquet Center at 711 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso, Indiana. Doors open at 4:30 with dinner and a great auction to follow. Call Levi Oman, the chapter president, at 219-286-4007 for tickets and more information. Let's see you out there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, Let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Illinois Adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st Annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at Chauncey Media at AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Let's fish it.
Phil Cipitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service, and you're listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors radio show.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the Muskie Show, our female team that's fishing the PMTT. Can't go wrong with Amanda and I. We're going to keep track of them all season long. I'm excited about that. And then, of course, we had Jason Johns in Southern Illinois. So it's musky, crappie fishing. And now we're going to talk a little bit about ice fishing. That's right, because it's that time of the show when, as I tell people, the most favorite part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors is the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan, my grandson. And this is sponsored to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, Papa, Dad and I went to a bunch, you got to learn how to spell bunch, a bunch of small lakes to see what they were catching. We saw a lot of panfish and northern pike on the ice, and they were jigging off the drop-offs and flats close to the bottom of the lake in 10 to 20 feet of water with live bait. I saw them using mousies, spikes, and wax worms. Mousies are cool looking. I kind of like them. As well as I saw plastic baits being used to catch panfish. For northern pike, those guys that were catching them were using tip-ups, and they were fishing the edges of the weeds on the deeper sides of the green weeds. They said if it's brown weeds, move. You have to find green weeds to catch the pike, and they were using good-sized minnows. Uncle Tom went to Gull Lake and said he caught yellow perch, northern pike, and smelt. The smelt action was better at night, he said, in 60 to 70 feet of water with small hooks, and that's how he got them to bite. He said he wants to prove to you you can catch them on small hooks. I laughed when he told me that. It was fun to see these guys fishing. Some of them that I talked to knew my name from your show, so you do have people listening to you in Michigan. Well, thanks, Aiden. So I do. I'm glad you're my... I do have people listening to my show in Michigan, Aiden. We have a hockey game again tomorrow. We're looking forward to winning that one and going on to the state finals. Talk to you during the week. Love you bunches. That, once again, is my grandson, Aiden, with the West Michigan Fishing Report. Can't go wrong with that at any time. Let's see. Up at Winnebago, this is crazy up there. I mean, I love ice fishing up there, but it's crazy. But they were fishing 2.5 miles out onto the ice, and they said they marked fish, but it was slow. And they're fishing all about 6 inches off the bottom to keep them zeroed in. Once again, we have a full detail fishing report at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Don't forget. And, oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And, you know, this one comes, I say this at least a couple times in the spring just because I like it so much, but it's from the Kiowa Nation. It says, "Walk lightly in the spring. Mother Earth is pregnant." That's very true. Walk lightly in the spring. Mother Earth is pregnant. Wow. You know what? You can't get any better than that. But don't forget, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, anything that we're doing in the great outdoors. We really borrow it all from our children's children. Let's make sure we protect it for them, because we'll enjoy it and they'll enjoy it even more. And that's what's very, very, very important. Hey, don't forget, check us out on Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and get signed up for the Braidwood Fishing Tournament, Fishing for a Cure. What a great time, $10,000 cash money. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.